7.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. I don't have any opinions, so I guess we're covered.
Right. There. I think this is the opinion of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Yeah, it's Derek Walker's opinion, I think. What I'm thinking. Oh, he says no. Anyway, hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my two favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, KSBT, KBFI, also on NorthIdahoRadio.com. So wherever you are, we can, we're live streaming, so you can come listen to this show. You could listen to yesterday's show, or you can listen to last week's show, anytime. So it's good stuff, NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm your host, Bob Witte. It is Wednesday. We call this cleverly North Idaho Wednesday or North Idaho Hump Day.
You call it that.
I do. Time for yet another award-winning caliber edition of Ricky's Top 10. By the way, the number one rated Wednesday Top 10 show in North Idaho.
Wow.
Number one.
Wow.
I fact-checked it, and it's true. Number one Wednesday Top 10 show in North Idaho.
We should make t-shirts for that.
Yeah. And as you know, every Wednesday, except for the occasional Wednesday like last week when we just simply forget to show up, I don't know where we were last week. We were someplace else. Anyway, we take a look at a top 10 list, and last show we did was Ricky's Top 10 Things to Make You Feel Better in These Uncertain...
Mood boosters.
Unsettled, uncertain, unbelievable times that we're going through. Caitlin Shook, local celebrity, was our guest host for that one. And today we go back to the celebrity guest host well and bring in yet another famous celebrity, our old friend Eric Plummer.
He uses those terms very loosely.
He's with us. Eric, of course, is a world-famous sports writer, world-class handball player, movie critic, musician, all-around great guy. And Eric, this is your...
He's at least number six.
I think I'm definitely got seven. A five-jacket club.
Yeah, he's a five-timer club for sure.
Yeah, where is your jacket? You're supposed to buy your own. So I think it's your sixth appearance. And today, top ten, because if you've listened to the past shows, we've done, you're a movie buff. Which,
yeah. We've kind of pigeonholed him in the top 10 list department. It's all different kinds of movies that we've done.
The top 10 favorite sports movies and stuff like that.
Did we do the top 10 favorite things about football season with you? Was that
yes.
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the fun one.
That was great.
And mine had nothing to do with football at all.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was like your birthday or your brother's birthday.
Yeah.
They all happen during football season. Anyway, today, because it's movies, it's top 10 favorite feel-good movies, which is a great subject for these unsettled times, I say, because, I mean, new movies aren't coming out. There's not even a lot of new TV shows coming out because they just can't produce them anymore. So a lot of people in the evenings don't know what to do, so they're going to Netflix or Hulu or whatever and watching movies. So we'll get to top 10 favorite feel-good movies with Ricky and Eric here in a moment. But first, what in the news today, you know, just about everything's been postponed or canceled due to COVID. The Coeur d'Alene Ironman, which was already moved back, is now moved back to 2021. So it's not happening. The Bonner County Fair is a go. And we'll have more of that on tomorrow's show. Darcy Smith from the fairgrounds will be with us, talk about all the fun events that are going on at the fair. So it's coming up. It's just a couple of weeks away.
Yeah.
It's almost August. Goodness gracious. What else is going on? Farmer's Market this evening, of course, in Farman Park, 3 o'clock to 5:30. There's beer hall music tomorrow at McDuff's featuring our good friend Benny Baker. And Benny will be back at the beer hall on Friday with his band, The Other White Meat. So that's happening. Let's see, 6 to 8. Tomorrow, Benny alone and with the band, 6:30 to 9:30 at McDuff's Beer Hall. Of course, summer's happening at Schweitzer. They have, actually, if you haven't heard this yet, canceled their Fall Fest, which is just a huge event. It's gotten so big and just... they just can't figure out a way to safe distance that. Which
really quick plug for them. Their early bird pass sale ends July 31st. And if you watched, I've heard from Schweitzer that the things that will get canceled, what they will put restrictions on are probably day passes. So if you want to guarantee, one, they have insurance on pass sales. So if they don't have a season, you get your money back. And two, if you want to guarantee you're able to ski or snowboard this season, buy a season pass, because that's those are the only people who will be definitely allowed up there.
Great information.
Thank you.
That is really good to know. So also at Schweitzer, of course, summer is going on. There's just a canceled Fall Fest, but you can go up. And especially days like this that are getting in the 90s, it'll be in a very comfortable up at Schweitzer. Perfect time to take the chairlift ride to the top and hike around the Sky House. Is that what they call it?
Sure.
Is closed at the moment for deep cleaning because a couple of employees. Mm. But it'll be open again soon. But just go up there and hike around. It's pretty cool thing to do on these summer days. At the Panada this weekend, the Festival of the Bards, it's a bunch of one-act plays is coming this Saturday. We'll learn more about that on tomorrow's show as well. And on Saturday at the Beer Hall, live music with Brian Jacobs and Chris Lynch.
Nice.
So music at the Beer Hall, if you so desire. And if you so desire to stick around after this break, we'll have Eric Plummer and Ricky. It's Ricky's Top 10 Feel-Good Movies, so stick around.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. Now is the time to get your vehicle serviced for the summer season. So call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC certified master mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road. Open weekdays from 7 to 5 and Saturdays from 7 to 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Sandpoint offers a unique collection of retailers, art galleries, and restaurants. Check out the Spirit of the Northwest at Holland's Gallery on 1st Avenue in Sandpoint. You'll find vintage fine art and black and white photography seen through the photographic lens of the legendary Ross Hall.
Step into Eve's Leaves, Sandpoint's finest specialty store for women. Pamper yourself with unique, carefully chosen apparel collections and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Visit downtown Sandpoint.
Felker's Northern Smoke Barbecue in Ponderay is once again open for sit-down dining from 11 to 8 Tuesday through Sunday. The drive-thru is also available for to-go orders, and you can call ahead at 208-587-7107, and your delicious barbecue meals will be ready when you arrive. Smoked ribs, pulled pork, chicken, and more with all the fixings. Plus, there's family meals and always a daily special for just $7.95. On Highway 200 in Ponderay, next to the Elks Golf Course, Felker's Northern Smoke Barbecue, cooked low and slow in North Idaho.
Are you a catheter user with a busy life? If your doctor has you using a catheter, don't let that slow you down. Not all catheters are the same. The best ones are pain-free, easy to use, and cause less infections. There's the new Ultra and Pocket catheters, made so you can use them anywhere. And with your Medicare insurance, we can ship your supplies discreetly to your home at little or no cost to you. Call today. It's a free call. Plus, with Medicare, you qualify for free shipping. Most of our catheters are tested every day by real users, and we guarantee your comfort. Don't let your catheter hold you back. Call now. With your Medicare card, learn about our free shipping program. Call MedInvios, your catheter company, right now. 800-296-1206. 800-296-1206. 800-296-1206. That's 800-296-1206.
More people are listening to the radio than ever before. Radio reaches over 90% of every age demographic. And these days, with extended listening hours, we're bound to reach your target demo. As you work to build your brand, let radio reach your customers with up-to-date information. And let us be your voice when we get going again. Reach out and let us know how we can help. Click the advertising tab online at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
You know, I just thought that there's going to come a time at some point in my life my doctor is going to tell me that you have to get a catheter, Bob. I'm going to immediately say 800-296-1206.
That's
800-296-1206.
Just in case you didn't get that, it's...
I
means okay. like the Rich Filetto ad.
Yeah. Okay. Drop All right. that. Okay. Drop that. It's Ricky's top 10 for this Wednesday. Obviously, we're in a really good mood because it's summertime outside, folks. This whole week has just been boiling. I can't wait to hit the golf course this afternoon and sweat. Anyway, I just want to remind you, too, before you get going on this, that we don't do politics on my shows. So one of your top 10 favorite movies, feel-good movies, cannot be The Mask.
Oh, shit.
I've heard enough about masks lately. So forget that one, and shall we proceed?
Sure. Eric, would you like to start?
Okay. So I'm going to do my first number 10, I'm going to give to my wife, because she said, can you do one for me, please?
Aww.
Being as we've watched thousands of movies together, hers is her favorite feel-good movie is Sense and Sensibility.
Oh, good one.
So she said, if ever there was a movie that I was floating on air after, it was exhilarating. I loved it so much. So the reporter in me said, why?
Yeah.
She said, impeccable, beginning to end, an ending you die for. Aww. So there you go, Jin. You got one in there.
That's a good one.
All right.
I may or may not have a Jane Austen movie later on my list. It's a little higher up than number 10. My number 10 is one that I think that you will both agree with. It is from 1993, but it takes place in 1962. It is The Sandlot.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Right?
Summertime movie for
classic.
Sure.
Classic. Yeah. Kids' class. It came out when I was 9, so it just hit me right at that right sweet spot age-wise. My brother Willie and I were just obsessed with it. I could not watch that movie enough.
Yeah, and you have Benson,
my nephew.
Yeah. That's the word niece kept popping in my head. Him and his little sister watch it all the time. To this day.
It translates.
And back, people as old as me back in the 60s, when we really did go to the park or a corner or somebody's big backyard and have a pickup baseball game, I don't think that happens and probably hasn't happened anymore in a long, long time. Because back then, baseball was it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the thing we lived for.
And I have another favorite baseball movie from the 90s, Rookie of the Year. And that was always my sick day movie because it made me feel better, which also my niece and nephew started watching recently. And it totally translates. Like, it lives up to this day and age, which I think is great. I like that these younger kids really appreciate these movies that came out when I was a kid.
Yeah, for sure.
Really and speaking fun. Of which, that era, I was putting it, you know, putting together a list of all these feel-good movies, and so many of them are from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, well, no wonder Ricky and Willie were so into movies, because all of these great movies came out between like 90 and 99. It's like, you lived in a great era.
Oh,
thank you.
That's true.
I mean, thanks for having me. Eric, you're number 9.
Okay, my number 9. So, okay, here's another I'm going to give to my daughter, Violet, because I've also watched many, many movies with her.
Mm-hmm.
I ask her, so hers was favorite feel-good movie was Napoleon Dynamite, which probably might have made my list because I love that too.
I've never actually seen it.
Yeah. But so as I got to pay homage to my movie buddies. So
that's a good one.
But her quote was, it's a comfort movie for me, lots of nostalgia. I love the portrayal of the state of Idaho and the great ending. It's shot in Preston, which is down southeastern Idaho, I believe. Cute. So, yeah.
Yeah,
and
that's
now
one of
a
those
4A school.
Yeah, Preston. I know exactly where it is.
It's one of those movies that when you tell people you haven't seen it, they're like, what? Like, people get really mad at you. So, it's on my list of movies
to
watch.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
No, just kidding.
What's it about?
It's really hard to describe. It's very quirky, kind of an eccentric movie. It kind of rags on Idaho in a way, but it's also kind of poignant in a way. So, it's, you got to see it if you haven't. It's
sort of a coming-of-age tale.
Yeah, yeah. It's just interesting.
Maybe tonight.
Mm-hmm. My number 9 is a tie because they are both football movies. And I could not decide. Honestly, I will watch both of them multiple times because I love them both. From 2000, The Replacements. Gene Hackman, Keanu Reeves.
Oh, of course.
Great, you know, come together, you know.
Ragtag.
Thank you. Football team doing great things. The other one from 1991 stars Scott Bakula, Necessary Roughness.
Oh, you're...
Again, a college football team has to rebuild itself from, you know, a bunch of people who haven't played in 30 years or, you know, wannabes on the in the college. It's just great. They're dumb, fun football movies. Like, I could watch both of those movies, and I have.
And Scott Bakula could sling that rock, too.
Oh, yeah.
He actually... There was no stunt double. He was ripping the football.
Wow.
And you could tell it was him.
Good.
I like all this.
Ricky, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Because
you won't like the rest of them.
I know, but your first three movies you mentioned were sports movies.
Yeah, I love sports, but those are my comfort movies.
You mentioned Gene Hackman. You know, I just watched Hoosiers again last weekend.
Yeah, that didn't make my list, but easily could have.
You think about him and Hoosiers and The Replacements. He must be a great coach.
I would do what he said if he was telling me what to do. There's a... I'll look it up in the break. The coach in Necessary Roughness is great, too. He's a really good actor. I can't remember his name right now. Anyway, number eight.
Okay, so my number eight is The Straight Story. It's a David Lynch film, and it stars Richard Farnsworth, who most people probably know as the sheriff from Misery. Mm-hmm. But he wants to go see his dying brother, and he can't drive, so he hops on his riding lawnmower and goes 5 miles an hour for 240 miles across Iowa and Wisconsin. But the cool thing about this movie is its pace is very slow. It's very poignant. He meets people along the way. It's a real powerful movie. And there's a ton of aerial shots that are just play out real slow. And it gives you the feel of him riding 5 miles an hour for across states.
Did he make his living by mowing lawns along the way?
No, he just, that was the only ride that he had. And it's really great movie if you haven't seen it.
I have not seen it.
I want to look that one up, yeah.
All right.
That sounds great. I love it.
Erica.
Thank you. My number eight is The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. This did come out with Danny Kaye in the 40s, but I really like the 2013 version with Ben Stiller. He starred and directed it. And then Kristen Wiig is the co-star, which I love her. There's a ton of people in it that are great. And it's just sort of an inspirational story about living your life. It's sort of like a modern day Auntie Mame, like inspiring you to just live. And he travels the world and it's misadventures and comedy. And it's also really poignant. And it's just one of those movies, like the cinematography and the pacing is mellow enough that you can put it on at night and it'll make you relax, even though it's, you know, inspiring and all of that. And I think, Bob Woody, if you have not seen this movie, you would love it.
What's it called?
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Of course.
Okay.
Absolutely. Hector Elizondo.
Elizondo
was the coach.
Yes, he's great.
A little birdie, that the person that talks through my earbuds told me that. So yeah. Our engineer does a great job.
He's also, there's a movie, Tortilla Soup, where he plays a dad who cooks for his daughters. And I was like, I always relate to that movie a lot. He's one of my favorite actors. Anyway, just remembered that one.
Let's do Eric's number seven, and then we'll take a break.
Okay, my number seven, Bob, you mentioned earlier that Bill Murray came up on a lot of your feel-good movies, so mine is Groundhog Day,
which I
just think it's a, I don't know, there's, you know.
I watched that movie over and over and over, and it's always the same, over and over.
I love Andy McDowell, too. She's great.
Oh, she's excellent.
I could watch her doing anything.
I actually saw her once in Missoula.
So really?
She lived outside there. Cute. But that's it just has a, you know, he's kind of an arrogant, you know, and just through his character arc from start to finish, he, you know, he finally gets it right and he breaks the cycle. But I love the term Groundhog Day. I use it all the time as a reference, and some people probably may not get it, but it just means repetitive, a repetitive thing. So
yeah. And I think in this day and age and what we're going through here in 2020 is like a lot of people's routines are just become so super repetitive.
And a quick aside on that, Harold Ramis directed it, and he and Bill Murray hated each other during this.
Oh.
And they used to star in movies together, Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And they became enemies during the making of this movie, oddly enough.
I didn't know
A new, it's on my list of movies to watch. I believe it's on Netflix. There's a new movie, Palm Springs, starring Andy Samberg, where it's a Groundhog Day situation. He keeps waking up in the same day. It looks really funny, but I haven't watched it yet.
That's because every day is the same in Palm Springs.
Exactly.
And with that, it's Ricky's Top 10. We have Eric Plummer as our celebrity guest host today, and we're going through top 10 feel-good movies, and we'll continue with that right after this.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
More people are listening to the radio than ever before. Radio reaches over 90% of every age demographic. And these days, with extended listening hours, we're bound to reach your target demo. As you work to build your brand, let radio reach your customers with up-to-date information. And let us be your voice when we get going again. Reach out and let us know how we can help. Click the advertising tab online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Farmers Insurance knows that the dense coat of a brown bear on a hot summer day can make a cool swimming pool look awfully inviting. And what happens next? Well, that can sound awfully destructive. And we covered it. Talk to a farmer's agent who knows a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call your local farmer's agent, Chris Martin, at 263-7407 or stop by 214 Cedar Street in Sandpoint.
Are you getting the comfort and support that you need from your old reclining chair? Mike from Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. Your reclining chair should fit and support you like a good pair of custom fit shoes. Lazy Boy understands that, and Lazy Boy also understands that we all experience comfort differently. We all come in different shapes and different sizes. Lazy Boy is thoughtfully designed to provide great support and comfort to each person's individual needs. Sandpoint Furniture features over 80 different styles and sizes of reclining furniture that is beautifully designed to complement your living room. Take advantage of summer sale prices on beautiful reclining living room furniture. Enjoy free financing right here at Sandpoint Furniture, your hometown furniture store, earning your trust since 1945.
North Idaho's Radio and Parker Subaru are teaming up for the 4th annual Sandpoint High School New Car Raffle. Help Sandpoint High School students reach their goal with your purchase of new car raffle tickets. And on January 8th, you could be driving a new 2020 Subaru Crosstrek Premium. Last year, students raised over $58,000. Get your $5 new car raffle ticket from any Sandpoint High School student. Sponsored by Parker Subaru and North Idaho's Radio. KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's Radio.
I'll play in here.
All right, we are back. Ricky's Top 10 for this week. I'm Bob Witte. We have Eric Plummer as our guest celebrity host today. It's Ricky's Top 10 and Eric's Top 10 favorite feel-good movies. Trying to cheer everybody up in these uncertain, troubling times that we hear so much about. Ricky, you're number 7.
Oh, thank you. My number 7 is from 2018. It's called Love, Simon. And it is a coming-of-age story. I love coming-of-age tales. Those are my all-time favorite, like, teen comedies. I'm all about that. This one, it stars Nick Robinson, who's not a big actor yet. He was in Jurassic World, you might know him from. He was one of the sons. But Jennifer Garner and Josh Duhamel, probably the biggest stars in the movie. They're his parents. And he has a love letter romance with an anonymous boy. So it's also him coming out and kind of coming to terms with that. And he's in high school, and it's just a great, lovely, nothing's really wrong. They come from upper middle class family. Like, there's no like strife or anything stressful about it. It's really just a coming of age tale, and it's adorable. And, you know, that's it. It's really easy to watch.
Love, Simon.
Thank you.
Eric, number 6.
All right. My number 6 is, this would also, a couple of these would also make my best all-time movies, but this one would make any list for me. But it's Good Will Hunting, and it's very heavy-duty subject material. It's intense,
yeah.
But it's also incredibly funny.
Yeah.
I just watched it about a week ago, because when it comes on, I get hooked in.
Yeah.
and my new favorite line, which I'd never even had really heard before, is when Ben Affleck walks into the bar when they go to Harvard to go to, and he's like, "So this is what a Harvard bar looks like. I thought there'd be equations on the wall or something." Just kind of, they're toughies from Southie, so
yeah.
And I just think the Robin Williams, he won Best Supporting Actor, is just, I mean, he's amazing.
Great. Yeah.
And his scenes with Matt Damon are other than Jodie Foster and Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs, it's the best screen chemistry, I believe, that I out there. So.
One of my favorite love scenes too is Minnie Driver and Matt Damon when they're just laying in bed together, and she's like, "I could have played basketball, swish swish, dunk dunk." It's just like so cute and charming in her little accent that I can't do. Like, it's just, it's adorable. It's it's a great movie.
You guys are making me want to go home and binge watch movie after movie after movie.
That's what I do.
It does feel good when he tells Robin Williams, "I'm going to see about a girl."
Yeah.
So the ending just kind of leaves
great
you,
payoff.
Like, real happy.
And the Elliott Smith soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, that's
so
exactly.
Good.
That's what I'm singing it for right there.
Yep. My number six is totally different. It is Thor Ragnarok from 2017. Chris Hemsworth obviously stars in it. Idris Elba is always amazing. Cate Blanchett plays the bad guy, though, and she is incredible. She's so terrifying. It's directed by Taika Waititi. He's from New Zealand. He stars and directed and wrote What We Do in the Shadows is probably what he's best known for. But look up any of his movies, like Boy and another one too, Search for the Wilder People or something like that, Hunt for the whatever. But he's hilarious, like the driest sense of humor ever. And he just makes, it's like one of the Marvel movies, but it stands out so much because of the humor in it. It is, like, I've seen it 10 times. It's hands down one of the funniest movies. Like, every time I laugh out loud. There's a scene where Chris Hemsworth is on this foreign island or planet, and he's dropped in to be a warrior. It's like, you know, Greek style, you know, they have to fight to the death. And the Hulk comes out to fight him. And he's like, "Hey, it's my friend from work." It's like the whole crowd goes, it's hilarious. Like, it's just everything about it is beyond your regular superhero movie. So that's one of my feel good actions.
Wow, I didn't think there would be one that's so new that would be on a list of yours.
I have a couple of newies, yeah.
I mean, yours are usually before there were talkies.
Exactly. So
anyway, yeah, we're moving right along. This is the furthest in the history of all the years we've done this show.
I know.
It's only 12:36 and we're at number 5.
We're not
going
to have to rush through. Well, we can keep talking, though.
Yeah,
Don't worry about that.
I have got a whole list of honorable mentions.
Me too.
I'm hoping that you both would do your top 10 list and not mention one of my honorable
mentions. That would be
awesome. So far, so good.
Wow.
Eric, you're number 5.
Okay, so you mentioned you like coming-of-age movies. Mm-hmm. To me, this is the ultimate coming-of-age movie. It's also just an incredible underdog movie. But Breaking Away from 1980.
I love Breaking Away.
It's just the cutters, you know, they're named after their, you know, most of their parents are rock cutters. And so it's kind of a derisive term used by that kind of the
townies versus
the townies
college
that go
kids.
To Indiana University and then they're the lowly, you know, cutters. But there's just, I mean, when the underdog, when they race in the Centurion bicycle race, it's just, I mean, when they win that thing, it just, it's, I don't know, I think it's exhilarating. And the oddly enough, the director of that, Peter Yates, is also well known for, because that's not a movie you think of strong direction, but for 12 Angry Men, Dog Day Afternoon, and Serpico and then he also directed Bullet with Steve McQueen,
interesting,
which has the greatest chase scene by most people's standards in cinema history. So,
cute.
Anyway, it's just, I don't know. Most people have seen Breaking Away. But
Dennis Quaid is like 15 in it. It's maybe
Dennis
one of
Quaid
his first movies.
Great.
Yeah.
It's Daniel Stern is in it.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And they're oddballs, and but, you know, this one biker of theirs is, you know, the star of the movie, and it's just, it's really cool when they win that.
And it's sort of like Rudy, too, where the star of the movie doesn't fit in with the family, doesn't want to do what the dad does, and goes and plays sports instead. Yeah, it's great.
And who would have thought the underdog wins in the end?
Speaking of Rudy, can you believe, this is a total tangent, Regis Philbin died.
And what does that have to do with Rudy?
Because Rudy plays at Notre Dame, and that was Regis Philbin's alma mater.
That's like
six my degrees of Rudy here.
I know.
That was anyway. Like my number five favorite thing about football season is my brother's birthday.
Yeah.
Like, what? Well, it happens during football season.
It all makes sense in my head.
yeah.
So my number five is one that you may accuse me of making up. It's from 1999. It is a very indie movie. I'm surprised it even came out on video. I saw it when it came out in the theaters for about a weekend. It is called Trick, and it stars Tori Spelling, J.P. Pittock, which if you're a Six Feet Under fan, he was Claire's boyfriend for a while, and Christian Campbell, who was Neve Campbell's little brother. And it is another like gay love story. One of them is sort of repressed and doesn't like the culture, but he's a musical theater writer. And the other one is a go-go boy that he meets in a club. And it's basically them trying to find a way to hook up in the city in the middle of the night. And so it's a bunch of misadventures. They go to a piano bar, Tori Spelling's in an off Broadway show that they go to. Like, it's just ridiculousness and romance. And in the end, it turns out that they, really fall for each other instead of just having this hookup. And it's so sweet and romantic. It's one of those movies that you could just keep watching. Like, if it just went on for 5 more hours, I would keep watching it. It just feels good to watch. So that's my number five.
Come on.
Thank you.
Eric, number four.
All right. So number four here. This is a movie that probably not crazy popular, but it's called The Verdict with Paul Newman. I don't know if you guys have seen
never
it.
Never heard of it.
It's just, again, it's one of those character arc movies that I like, because the first half of this movie, I mean, he's just, you know, he's a scoundrel. He's a alcoholic. He's, you know, he was formerly a great up and coming lawyer, and then he fell on hard times.
Is that John Gresham wrote that?
No, I don't think so. Oh, David Mamet wrote it. And Sidney Lumet directed it, and he just does amazing movies. So, but again, it just somewhere. So he takes this case, and he's just looking to make money to pay. You know, that's all he cares about. He doesn't even consult with the family before he agrees to settle out of court with the Catholic Church. Anyway, all this weird stuff. But anyway, he turns it around. He does what's right. Mm-hmm. They end up getting a huge settlement. It just, like, he really redeems himself. And I don't know, there's something about a redemptive arc when it's fun to watch a character that you hate at first, but you grow to love by the end. I think that's great movie making.
I love a courtroom drama too.
Oh, this is intense courtroom drama.
It is that, and it's
drama.
So rare that, you know, a lawyer does the right thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to just take the money and get out of there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
That's a great one.
I like that. I'll have to look that up.
Ricky, you're number four.
My number four is the aforementioned Jane Austen movie. I've had really intense debates with my brother Willie about which Keira Knightley movie is the best Keira Knightley movie. So I had to put a Keira Knightley movie in my top 10 list. I love Domino, but it's not necessarily a feel-good movie. Willie thinks Atonement is the best Keira Knightley movie because it's so beautifully shot, but it's also incredibly depressing. So I didn't put that one in. So Pride and Prejudice from 2005. Joe Wright is the director. He did Hannah, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. Saoirse Ronan before she was famous. She's like 13. Atonement. He also directed The Darkest Hour. Like, he's just known for this sort of like beautiful, sweeping, amazing movies. I looked at the cinematographer and he didn't have that like that recognizable of a resume, so I thought that was interesting because it's so beautiful. I mean, the English countryside is just spectacular. The soundtrack is one of the soundtracks I'll just put on at work because it's so beautiful. Everything about it, the acting, the obviously screenplay, just feels good. And of course there's a happy ending. It's all very romantic in the end. And really, it's one of those movies too where, like, nothing's that wrong. Like, it's a little bit sad for a second, but you know, the whole thing is just meant to make you feel happy and look at beautiful
things.
I've
seen it through osmosis from my wife watching it however many times she's watched it.
Yeah.
Hundreds, I don't know.
Probably.
But she loves her period pieces.
Yep. All about
Eric,
it.
Let's do your number three.
Okay. My number three is So, okay, this is another one of those that's like a hardcore tearjerker. Mm. But yet, to me, those are, I sometimes feel better after those type of movies than,
sure,
you know, just happy. This one is Whale Rider, which it's kind of an indie film. It's a New Zealand film. Have you guys ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's definitely a tearjerker, but the director, Nikki Caro, she also directed North Country,
which has, okay,
in, for my money, the most powerful scene in Hollywood history. Okay, I won't, that's a side,
sure,
side, yeah, thing. If you haven't seen North Country, anyway, she, the director can really evoke emotions, like, at least out of me. So, and I, you know, I'm not crazy quick to tears, but when something's powerful, it's, I, yeah, like being moved to tears in movies. Yeah. That's one of the fun parts,
me,
of them.
Too.
But this one's definitely a powerhouse, and there's tears of sorrow, but then the ending is just pure tears of joy, and there's, it's just tough. It's a little girl wants to be the leader of her, you know, tribe, but,
sure,
her grandpa wanted a boy, and so the whole time there's this, he won't accept her, even though she,
oh my gosh,
is the best. She kills all the,
yeah,
local boys and everything they try. Anyway, just a powerhouse movie. So
sounds great.
Yeah, sounds good.
I like a strong female lead.
What also sounds good is Ricky's number three, which we'll get to after this quick break. Get that out of the way, and then we have a whole bunch of, we have number twos and ones, of course, and a whole bunch of honorable mentions.
Bunch of honorable mentions,
which we'll get to right after this.
Nice.
Planning to ride waves behind your boat this summer? Remember to respect shoreline homeowners and other boaters and mind your wake. Stay at least 200 feet away from the shoreline and docks. Keep tunes at a reasonable level. Homeowners can hear loud and clear just 80 feet away. Limit repetitive passes. Run the same line for a while, then move to a new part of the shoreline. Remember, mind your wake and have a great summer. A message from the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation.
Farmers Insurance knows that the dense coat of a brown bear on a hot summer day can make a cool swimming pool look awfully inviting. And what happens next? Well, that can sound awfully destructive. And we covered it. Talk to a farmer's agent who knows a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call your local farmer's agent, Chris Martin, at 263-7407 or stop by 214 Cedar Street in Sandpoint.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Back, Ricky's Top 10 for this week here on North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. And we are doing, we have Eric Plummer with us. I'm Bob Witte. It's Ricky's Top 10 favorite feel-good movies, trying to cheer everybody up in these troubled times. And Ricky, we are at your number three.
Wow. My number three is from 2013, fairly new. It's called The Way, Way Back.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Rockwell is a star, and Liam James, who also was never really in anything else, which is kind of a shame because he was great in this movie. But it's a coming-of-age tale. His mom, I believe Toni Collette, is dating Steve Carell, who's kind of like, he's trying too hard to be like the dad. And so they have the station wagon where the son, the, you know, stepson, sits in the way, way back, and so he's facing out the whole time. And it's just about him. They go on summer vacation. He finds a job in a water park that Sam Rockwell is the manager of. And so he's kind of accepted into this chosen family. And it's just kind of a story of him coming to age. And it's adorable,
it's
and charming. And yeah, it's really good. Maya Rudolph is in it too.
Plus and Janney, I think.
Oh,
is
yeah,
in
yeah, yeah. Great cast.
What, the scene that gets me in that one is when he says to the boy, what, on a scale of 1 to 10, and then he's like, I think you're a 4.
Yeah.
It's just like... He really cuts the kid, and
exactly.
It's sad when he says that. But Sam Rockwell, I think, is one of the more underrated actors out there today.
I wholly agree.
He's really good.
So Steve Carell was the dad?
The stepdad, yeah.
I thought he was like a virgin.
And it's weird because he played kind of a mean guy, which
is
exactly opposite of his normal
exactly.
Character.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a great... And Dad, if you haven't seen that one, I think you would really enjoy it.
Haven't. I'm going to watch all of these movies tonight. Eric, number two.
Okay, this is an obvious one. It probably is on a lot of lists out there, but it's for rightfully so. It's Shawshank Redemption.
I almost put that on my list.
You know, it's a... Well, I love Stephen King movies. Misery, The Shining. They're just... I don't know. They make amazing movies, but oddly enough... So I like to go to Wikipedia. So Andy Dufresne, played by Tim Robbins, was originally, they wanted to cast Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, or Kevin Costner.
I'm glad
they
didn't.
Star power, but I don't know. I really loved how he played
Andy Dufresne.
Because he's nerdy enough to be believable. Like, Tom Cruise would not have worked.
You can never picture him.
That would have ruined the movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's wrongfully imprisoned for something he didn't do. He spends more than two decades in this just heinous conditions, and he builds a library, he does a lot of cool stuff, but there's just so many poignant scenes. It's really a kind of a love story between him and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
As jailmates, they form this really tight bond, and anyway, he escapes, and there's a happy ending and to a really otherwise not that happy movie, but it just, I don't know, when he crawls through the however long sewage pipe that he does to, and then is standing there in the rain, it just, it's one of the better climax scenes, and I think, in Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great one.
Yeah, I like
Ricky,
it.
Ricky, number two.
My number two is, it's actually a lesser known spinoff of Barbershop, which was a very popular movie about a barbershop. It's called Beauty Shop. From 2005, it stars Queen Latifah and a million bajillion other people. Like, there's so many people in it. It's not that popular, but it's one of those movies I can just put on day or night anytime and just be relaxed and watch. And it's funny, lighthearted. I worked for Jose Bear, a hairdresser in Beverly Hills, who the character that Queen Latifah's old boss that she kind of like stole business from is based on roughly Jose Bear or Juan Juan in Beverly Hills. So it's kind of funny for me because I was in that industry and I get to watch how he acts. I'm like, that's exactly him. It's pretty hilarious. So I like it for that. And again, it just has a nice payoff at the end. So, you know.
Wow, a barbershop in Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
That had to be.
There's some stories there.
Yeah.
That's my number two.
All right, we are down to number one, Eric Plummer.
Okay, so you guys are going to accuse me of being a broken record here because I believe this movie is number one on every list I've ever done regarding a top 10 movie list.
Wait, are you talking Caddyshack?
No. So anyway, this movie is, I don't consider it a sports movie. And people laugh when I say I think it's head and shoulders the greatest movie of all time, but Rocky, the original Rocky, not to be conflated with the
Rocky 13
inferior. It's a love story between him and Talia Shire, Talia Shire is this awkward, like, stuck in her home with her brother, you know, just
working in a pet store,
recluse, you know, nothing going on, and then he brings her out of her shell. She, like, infuses him with, you know, he's just a loser, you know, and debt collector, you know, he's a club fighter and his longtime trainer. But then he gets a shot. And so it's not a boxing movie to me because the great scenes are between Burgess Meredith and him and Burt Young as Paulie. I think he gets so overlooked. His scenes are so good. Paulie, if you've seen that movie, but anyway, Sylvester Stallone wrote that script in 3.5 days, and he wanted to star in it. The studios said no. They wanted, okay, this is a funny three here, but they wanted Robert Redford.
No,
Robert Redford is Rocky. Are you joking me?
Sorry.
Burt Reynolds,
no.
Which is almost as bad,
terrible,
or maybe worse.
Yeah.
Okay, and here's one that at least makes sense: James Caan.
Okay,
yeah. Because in The Godfather,
he's a boxer.
And when he beats the crap out of that guy in The Godfather,
honestly, like Tommy Lee Jones, you need somebody with a beat up face.
Absolutely, that's
Sylvester Stallone was absolutely perfect for that, and just gave me goosebumps thinking the first time I saw that in the theater. You don't know the story yet, obviously. You don't know what happens. All the other Rockies are very predictable. But this one was like, what? You know, that guy's going to kill him in the ring. And, that was a classic.
And when he cries at the end, it just ends with, like, him crying out for Adrian. And I don't know. I just feel like that Sylvester Stallone gets short shrift as an actor, like, oh, he's like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. Yeah. It's like, no. First Blood, Copland, he's an amazing actor in my book. So, but yeah, I know I'm a broken record, but I love Rocky.
No, good one. And,
I actually just changed my number one when you mentioned the bromance in Shawshank Redemption. I had Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, which is my favorite musical of all time, and I have watched it more than any other movie. But I think my number one feel-good movie is I Love You, Man, from 2009. I don't have any Paul Rudd movies on my list, which is amazing because everything Paul Rudd is in is gold. And he's one of the most underrated actors.
Ant-Man is gold?
Well.
Just kidding.
It does have Paul Rudd in it, but Clueless. But it's one of those, it's Jason Segel and Rashida Jones and Andy Samberg, one of the best gay characters of all time because he's just like a dude. Like, it's just so real and good. And it's hilarious. It's easy to watch. It takes place in Venice Beach. So that's fun for me.
Oh, is that the one where the guy doesn't have any guy friends? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great movie.
Yeah, it's great. The soundtrack is good. It's hilarious. It's just a really easy movie to watch. Everyone can watch it, you know?
Good one.
Thank you.
Eric, thanks for joining us today. I know you've got to run, got responsibilities, but we'll have you on again sometime. You had some good ideas for future shows, so we will definitely keep that in mind. And
thank
have you,
guys.
Back.
Yeah.
You
guys are great people. This is always fun, and... I also love music. And, you know,
we'll let you do another.
I can talk about sometime. Movies for hours. So thank you for having
me. All
right.
And remember, you can go to NorthIdahoRadio.com and listen to this show anytime you want.
All right. Sounds good.
And with that, I actually put together a top 10 list. I'll go through it real quick if you don't mind.
No.
Actually, a couple of honorable mentions. Home Alone, Toy Story 1. Mm-hmm. I mean, how could you not like that?
Seriously.
The Green Mile. Let's see what else. The Muppet movie.
Oh, I love the Muppet movie.
And Richard Pryor. Yeah, I gotta feel good about that. But my number 10 was Finding Nemo.
Oh, good one.
Which was Ellen DeGeneres, of course.
If you haven't seen Onward, it's brand new. It's so good. It's the newest Disney movie to come, or Pixar. I don't know who it is, but it's on Disney Plus. I cry every time. It's so good.
My number 9, a tie between Blazing Saddles and Airplane.
Nice one.
Same era. Totally. Number 8, Jerry Maguire, which, talk about a broken record, that's me. My number 7, The Breakfast Club. Molly Ringwald, love that. Number 6, Elf, which I didn't really appreciate until I had grandkids.
I purposefully didn't put Christmas movies on here because I feel like that's a whole other... genre, you know.
My number 5, Back to the Future.
Nice.
Especially the first one, so it's great. Yeah. Number 4, Ghostbusters, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray. Can't top that. Number 3, Field of Dreams.
I figured that would be on. I thought it would be on Eric's list.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
and I just watched that again about 2 weekends ago. It was just sensational. Number 2, Forrest Gump. You know, it's
classic.
Amazing. And number 1, big surprise here, and an upset in the last second.
Yeah,
the movie of all time, 1980, Caddyshack.
A couple of my honorable mentions. Mm-hmm. Bringing Up Baby is a classic. High Society, another musical. It's really good. The Half of It is a new movie, coming of age tale romantic comedy on Netflix. Clueless, any Mary-Kate and Ashley movie I love. Any of the X-Men movies, like the original one, or First Class, or Days of Future Past, are all my favorites. Now Voyager, Bette Davis. Any of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. I like the Avengers movies. This is against popular opinion, like the new Star Wars movies. I really like Solo. That one's my favorite one. Onward, I mentioned What's Love Got to Do with It, the Tina Turner story starring Angela Bassett. It's a good one. Patch of Blue with Sidney Poitier. It's so good. It's a really kind of a sad movie, but it's
Sidney
super
Poitier,
good.
Lily of the Fields.
Yes,
from 1960 or 61.
That's a good one.
Man, I haven't seen that in 50 years. I got to check that.
Rewatch. A Lottery Ticket starring Lil Bow Wow. It's so good. It's just hilarious.
Heard of it.
Pecker, of course. A League of Their Own. Little Women
Tom
is really
Hanks.
Good. I like the new
you
one
know,
and
Tom
the one
Hanks
from the 90s.
Tom Hanks must not take a role unless it's a feel-good movie.
Yeah, I think that that's his whole thing.
You know, because he was Toy Story. He was Forrest Gump. He was The Green Mile. He was Sleepless in Seattle. He was You've Got Mail.
Mm-hmm.
All feel-good movies.
So good. Superbad. We haven't talked about that one. That's a great... teen coming of age comedy.
I thought it was super bad.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. I mean, that's a good one. Secret Garden and Little Princess, both of the originals and the 90s remakes are so good. I highly recommend all of those. But yeah, there's some good feel-good movies out there.
Those are great. Great. I want to thank Eric Plummer for joining us here on Ricky's Top 10. Any idea what we're doing next week?
Nope.
Well, I'll think of something. It's always fun. Great to have you here. You've got a chamber chatter coming up.
Yes, on Monday.
On Monday.
Yeah, we have Claire from POAC and Zach Haganon from The Reader talking about his Who Knows New News Like a Newsman Who's in the Know segment, what's going on in the news.
That's news to me. Mm-hmm. And not news to anybody here. I'll be back tomorrow with North Idaho Thursday. We'll be talking Bonner County Fair and a lot more. So till then, I'm Bob Witte. And we'll see you later.
KQ46EU, 1450 KBFI, Bonner's Ferry, 1400 KSPT, Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The titans of the tech industry testifying today at the House Judiciary's antitrust subcommittee.